A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The Lord appointed 72 others, and sent them out ahead of him in pairs, to all the towns and places he himself was to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to his harvest. Start off now, but remember, I am sending you out like lambs amongst wolves. Carry no purse, no haversack, no sandals. Salute no one on the road. Whatever house you go into, let your first words be, 'Peace to this house.' And if an individual of peace lives there, your peace will go and rest on them. If not, it will come back to you. Stay in the same house, taking what food and drink they have to offer, for the laborer deserves their wages. Do not move from house to house. Whenever you go into a town where they make you welcome, eat what is set before you, cure those in it who are sick, and say, 'The kingdom of God is very near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not make you welcome, go out into its streets and say, 'We wipe off the very dust of your town that clings to our feet, and leave it with you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is very near. I tell you, on that day, it will not go as hard with Sodom as with that town." It sounds almost the same. The message given to the community that welcomes any of the 72 apostles and the community which rejects them sounds almost the same. The kingdom of God is very near. Two words differentiate the communities, the words "to you." Those who receive the members of that apostolic community in peace hear, "The kingdom of God is very near to you." Those who reject the members of that apostolate hear, "The kingdom of God is very near." So much lies in that distinction, in what is fundamentally the same message. Maybe we are called to discern how, in fact, we have received the gospel. The kingdom of God is very near to you, and it is a plural you, indicating the community hearing the message. A proximity and identity of those being addressed with the kingdom of God is heard. The kingdom of God is closing in so rapidly that there is no difference between the now and the presence of the kingdom. The life and relationships within the community, their receptivity to the message and deeds done in Christ's stead show that near, that present of the presence of the kingdom. The Greek construct in Luke's gospel here implies some action rather than simply an indication of a relative relationship between things. The other community places themselves at a distance to that present. There is no "to you." The emphasis is completely on the kingdom drawing near. The nearing kingdom, and with people so distant from the reality of community that the kingdom implies, gives rise to a feeling of threat. A threat against the way of life, which militates against the justice and equity of divine rule. In these days, the church entire is called to meditate on these two messages. Which one do we hear? The comfort of already available to you and radiating from you, or as a threat that the divine rule will overturn, overpower, and overwhelm the broken relationships we can so easily have as habit? The Synod is called to help us all to travel together more faithfully and resiliently on the journey into the kingdom already present and drawing close through Christ and the Church. We do not journey into the kingdom as much as the kingdom journeys into us. To hear together that the kingdom of God is journeying to us. There is also the temptation to see a threat in this arrival of the kingdom. Because kingdoms have kings, they are top down, and the king messing among the people is not healthy. Let us not forget that the king messing among the people is essentially one of the core non-negotiables of the faith. Conceived of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, the Incarnation shows us that the kingdom of God is no stranger to the messy human condition. One essential message, two different perceptions. The assurance God is present in the mess of our accepting his closeness. The threat that God's being present will upset the mess of our own kingdoms. The Synod will debate this in various ways. Outside of the Synod, we are sorting ourselves into groups. Whatever that choice, the kingdom of God is presently nearing, exactly as from the message Jesus gave to the 72 apostles to give to us.